because Sunday night, Rob, we're starting Jarrett's World. Joe,
yes,
the Simply Second Edition finished our thing with you, and we're going to show the world how easy someone can take a homebrew like Eberron and use Second Edition Pathfinder with Corey and drop it in. And we're going to run that for a couple sessions until we get to October. And in October, beginning or end, we're going to launch Rob's Starfinder game doing Frequency of Screams as a horror.
Good night.
Good night,
Matt. Good night, everyone.
So, quick break, guys, and we'll see what we can't do in the world of Star Wars. I'll bring those guys into the chat. A bit choppy on my part, but not a bad game, guys.
They're all good games, Jeff.
I loved how you actually called me back. That joke was so bad that I just, like, I got your message machine and I yelled into it. And then you called me back and I got the answer I wanted. So, that's got to be live stream history right there, I'm telling you.
Yeah, glad to help. No, I totally missed it. Just got back. I was saving a movie.
A what?
Movie.
So,
The film crew needed lights, and I helped them.
Oh, okay.
Have heard of these people. They might be Titans, possibly in their adolescence.
The Teen Titan crew?
Yeah.
Where are they shooting, in Toronto?
No. Closer. Lakeridge.
So you got to meet the cast? Because we actually watched the first season of that.
No. I didn't get to meet anybody.
Oh. And the lights, they went home, right? Bring in the electricians.
Do you see what time it is?
Okay, right. Cool. But very cool. You were there.
Yeah.
We actually checked out the live action Teen Titans on Netflix and finished Boys.
And
Rob's watched it. Oh, I love it. The Dolphin. Oh my God. Cheryl and the Dolphin. He's rescuing the Dolphin. Rescuing the Dolphin, right? And Cheryl and Aaron was back up from college, right? And we're watching through it. And he sat through one show and the Dolphin goes through the window and gets hit by a truck.
Yeah.
And Cheryl, we've been making jokes and it's a very adult show to watch even in front of your 19-year-old kid. Cheryl runs up and goes, "Oh my God, I hate this show." But like as a joke. And Aaron jumps up and goes, "Oh my God, I love this show." The two of them, I was literally in tears for 10 minutes at their outbursts. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I got to get out of the chair for a minute. I'll be back.
Did you do?
Oh,
okay. Hey, Ryan.
Aiden! How's it going, my buddy?
Oh, it's going all right. How about yourself?
Phenomenal. I didn't know you played Total War 2.
Yes.
We got to link that up sometime.
Yeah, definitely. My buddy's buddy got me into the franchise. And
yeah,
I might have already dropped like 200 hours in the game because it's right. Really fucking good. The new DLC just dropped.
I haven't gotten to that yet, man.
Oh.
Man, Who's your first campaign?
The lizard man, Saurus.
The heroes, it's beyond me, but like, just give me the raise, right?
Yeah,
mine was the Dawi, the dwarves.
Oh, okay.
And their Book of Grudges, I'm like, I love it, the fact that these they're dwarves and their holy Bible is like a Book of Grudges.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, oh, it's a phenomenal game. There's millions of people who are like hundreds of times better than I am. Like, by no means I stress that I am any good at it. I just enjoy the hell out of it. I watch replays of games that I've lost. I mean, like, wretchedly. Oh, and then was it the rat people? Skaven.
Yeah.
Oh. Fuck. There's a guy on YouTube. If it's fun to watch it because you play the campaign. It takes you like a month to play through a campaign.
Yeah.
At least for me. But you watch these online games and guys do a game in like, you know, 5-10 minutes.
I know, it's just like, how? Why?
Yeah, and like intelligently play it out. So there's this guy, it's a YouTube, is it Milk and Cookies? Warhammer 2 Total War. Highly recommend it. I love watching the videos because they sound like, man, so this is what like someone who knows how to play the game good can do. Man, I'm not going to get there.
Yeah.
Because the micro that can get involved is just like...
Yeah. I usually play, like right now I'm playing through on normal.
Yeah.
I think eventually I'll switch to hard, but yeah, I mean, that's the thing, man. It's fucking tough.
Yeah, hop into the online arena and you'll probably...
Yeah, that's the thing is I don't. Like, I play purely offline or with one buddy.
Yeah, comp stomp or with a friend. Comp stomp. Or versus a friend going, haha, we neither of us know what's going on here.
Yeah.
That's why I like to play against you or with you. We'll stomp or be stomped by the comp.
Yeah.
Or win because... Or go against each other and just have fun going... I don't care who wins. I saw a big war with fantasy creatures, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah. I'm really sad that they don't have a Warhammer 40K version of it yet.
Yeah, I know.
That'd be really cool.
It's the ranged units that, and the there's a lot. It's actually what got me into Warhammer.
Yeah, that's right.
Like I was never really into Warhammer. I was aware of it on the peripherals, but playing Total War Warhammer got me into Warhammer, which then by proxy got me into Warhammer 40K. And now I'm just like, why am I only tuning into this now?
I'm somewhat of the same way. Well, okay, so I had a little bit of prior experience by playing Warhammer Vermintide.
I have that too. That's the second one, right?
There was two of them. Second one just released recently, but when the first one came out, I actually played that because I heard it was like, oh, hey, it's like Left 4 Dead, but, you know, with rats instead. And I was like, oh, that actually sounds kind of cool. But I didn't have people to play with.
Dude, I have that on Steam, like right now.
Yeah. Well, no, like I have two, and then my buddy's buddy, and then my buddy and I, like, we occasionally play Vermintide 2. So.
Yeah. Hey, dude, if you ever see him online and you're playing, just like, they're like, hey.
Oh, definitely, definitely, yeah. I haven't had a lot of time. Like, sometimes I'll just leave my game, like, up and running.
Likewise. Like, Steam starts when I turn on the computer, so.
Yeah, yeah, same way.
But if you, like, just drop the message and, like, eventually, maybe it might take me a couple of days, but I'll respond.
fair enough. All right.
Yeah, because I probably tagged your handle as Aiden, because before, like, I have you and Frank in there, and, like.
Oh, yeah.
I've corrected it now. The handles for your avatars are before. It's like, I know them as Aiden and Frank.
Yeah, not Mighty Stinky One, you know? Yeah,
always kind of knew in the back of my mind. I'm like, that's somebody I know. That's a friend.
Yeah. That handle, my brother and my best friend at the time helped me come up with when I was first making like my first online account for Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Xbox Live. And then it's the fact that it's never, ever going to be taken. So right. It's a good handle.
No, 100%. I agree with that. That's why, like, my online, my alias I always choose because it's always available is Prendos.
Yeah.
And it's like my first D&D character I ever made. And played for like years. So I'm like, and it's never, I'm like, Prendos, which I loosely base off of Pringles because there was a container of Pringles standing off to the side. And I'm like, I need a name. I'm like, Pringles.
Nice.
And, you know, through a Mad Gab game with myself, I eventually, you know, manipulated that into Prendos. And turns out it's not really a popular name.
Yeah.
Huzzah for not popular. Because popular means that you have to add a bunch of numbers to your name.
Yep. Hi, Jay.
Hello.
Jay! What's shaking, man?
Oh, not much. Bit of a sore throat. But, yeah. These things happen.
I've seen some more of that one anime. I can't remember the nickname of it. Not the nickname, but the actual name of it. The workout-focused one. You told me about it earlier.
How heavy are the dumbbells you can lift?
Is that it there?
That's the English name.
Yeah, no, the Japanese name would be more relevant.
Oh. Nankyo something.
Yeah. I love that one, man. The arm wrestling, that is like next level.
Yeah.
It's like, if there's any anime, like this anime will make you work out more than DBZ.
I mean, Dragon Ball Z doesn't really make you work out so much as like, oh, those guys are really buff.
How'd they do that? They screamed.
Yeah.
I can scream. Done.
Get really angry and you get super powerful.
Yep. 100%, man. It was just like, I haven't seen the whole series back to back, but I've seen the highlights of it, like, and the arm wrestling. I love anime for their characters. And I just mean, like, how they portray them, like, at that one moment in time when they, like, exert themselves. Like, when the main protagonist, when she goes up to arm wrestle, right? And she just, like, kills it. But then the one trainer goes up to be her competition. He's like, oh, I had to get a little serious here for a second. And his clothes just blow off of him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm like,
I mean, that's just what he does.
Yeah. He gets serious and his clothes disappear.
He flexes at all and his clothes disappear.
See, that's what I love about Japanese entertainment. It just sells me so much harder than anything else the rest of the world has to offer. So how's the settling going?
Sorry, go ahead.
No. So how are you guys settling in there, Jay?
Good. Managing to make the apartment how we want it. Wandering around Japan is fun. We went to Osaka and Kobe so far. Going grocery shopping is a task.
What?
There is no English.
Oh, zero.
Pretty much. I can understand a little bit of spoken Japanese, but like, if it's too fast, I have no idea what's going on. Also, if the entire store is written out in kanji, I have no idea where I am.
I've heard that. Yeah,
it's fun. I was like, can I get some rice? And I thought I said the right word. They took me over to what's basically the equivalent of like rice oatmeal.
Close. So
it's,
I know,
right here. No, not really. And I actually remember what the right word for it when I was, because I said gohan, which is rice, but it's cooked rice. I wanted kome, which is uncooked rice.